We were at the loading dock. We had just finished gassing up the boat, and we hadn't pulled away from the dock at that point, but I was leaning over and putting on some sunblock, and I felt something on my left shoulder, and I turned around and I saw fire. And then I turned over to the right and I saw a lot of smoke, and I saw the other woman who was in the accident with me getting off of the boat. So I somehow closed my eyes and kind of crawled across the boat, crawled across the dock, and jumped into the water. And because I closed my eyes, I never really saw myself on fire. But what I felt when I dove into the water, I just felt a soothing, kind of a sizzling kind of soothing. And when I surfaced from the water, I saw the skin peeled off of my arms, and it was at that point I knew that it was pretty serious. And I went over to the dock, and some people were there, and they came over to help us. They helped me tread water until the firefighters came.
Jo Beth looked up at her husband Mark, whose beard had been singed. He almost died that day from heavy smoke inhalation. But in all the confusion, it was difficult at first to grasp the severity of what had happened.
The other woman in the accident, she was a nurse, and she was crying. And I couldn't figure out why she was crying, and I wasn't. I remember looking at her thinking, she's crying, and I'm not, so I don't get this. But I thought, we're all okay, therefore, we're going to be fine.
You think she appreciated the seriousness?
Oh, she knew. She knew. Later on, we had a conversation. She knew exactly what was ahead of us. She was a nurse, so she knew about burn units. I mean, I had never thought about burn units or anything about burns at that point. But she knew what was ahead for us. And so when we got to the hospital, they separated us. They took my husband, Mark, away immediately. He had to be intubated immediately because he had inhaled some fumes. What I remember was being in the ER waiting and shaking uncontrollably. I could not stop shaking, and that was my body was going, you know, in shock.
Jo Beth Walt's day in the hospital was just the beginning of a very long and painful year of physical therapy and recovery. She'd been burned on her chest, back, legs, face, neck, and hand. Today, after four operations, you'd look at this slender brunette with the bright smile and barely notice her scars, but some of them have taken many years to diminish. That long journey has given Jo Beth a depth of understanding that enhances her work at St. Francis Memorial Hospital in San Francisco, where she had once been treated and now, as a staff member managing community health, often visits patients in the burn unit. On this day, a 16-year-old boy from Ukiah, California, rests in bed after a stove accident the day before, his eyes too sensitive to open, his hair and eyebrows singed, a tender redness covering his face.
Some people here would like to talk to you.
Hi.
How's it going?
How's it going for you? Yeah, let me get you back up to your idea. How's your face feeling?
Okay.
How are your eyes?
A little sore.
Your eyes are sore? Okay. Let's hook you back up here.